This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
All right. Hello, podcast. Not going to lie, it's so hot in
I
here.
I just pointed my finger at Fiona. She thought I was threw something at her.
You're going to throw something at me.
Oh, God. You know
I just thought of a really, really good question for that quiz we sometimes do, which I think we should bring back tomorrow. For
yeah.
The Emma Nolan. Emma. Does Emma know
does
Nolan?
Emma know?
Does Emma know Nolan?
That's so good.
Does Emma know Nolan? Does Emma know Nolan?
Does Emma Nolan?
Does Emma know Nolan?
That's
or
good.
Emma Nolan's Emma knows
Emma,
like.
Emma Nolan pop culture. Emma no, I don't know.
Just does
something
Emma know,
in there.
Does Emma know Nolan is good.
Does Emma
good.
Know Nolan?
There's something in there.
There's good. I think that's fun. Does Emma know Nolan?
Okay, so you obviously can't tell me the question if you want to use it tomorrow.
No, I can't. But okay. It's a really good
communicate
one.
It to me through a sign language.
Okay.
Great for radio. Great for podcasting.
Can you cover your ears for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Who said, "Get me out of this shithole"? It was I'm a Celebrity, and it was Jimmy Bullard.
Oh, very good. I wouldn't get that.
No, right. Never mind.
Good?
Yeah, you're good. I don't think it's a goer.
Why?
Because Fiona doesn't know the answer either.
Oh, damn.
So Fiona's kind of my gauge, and I think
no, sometimes
like,
I don't know stuff. It rarely happens, guys.
I think it's
sometimes.
Probably too niche. I just ask her now, see if she would have got.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the way sometimes when I go, "Get me out of this shithole."
What's it from?
Yeah.
"Get me out of this shithole." It's Gavin and Stacey?
No, it's not, but very good, I guess. It's from Jimmy Bullard, and he was in "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here."
Ah.
And he was in the tank with a lot of cockroaches,
yes.
And he finishes the task, and he goes, "Knew I could do it. Get me out of this shithole."
I actually do recall that.
Do you?
So slightly, yeah.
What
yeah.
would be your guys' like worst thing on "I'm a Celeb"?
It's the drowning for me.
The drowning,
like the,
right.
the, with the you know, the water is going up and up and up. I can't fucking.
I don't
do
really
it.
Mind spiders. Like I don't love them. Like I don't think they. It's underground with smelly rats. That
rats
really
is bad.
Me.
Do you remember last year they got real into pigeons? I feel like they hadn't done that before, but
did
then
they?
All of a sudden everyone had their head in a box with
really?
A load of pigeons.
I haven't watched in years.
I watched it last year because Maura was on. Maura Higgins.
Oh yeah.
And she
why are you asking her that?
She had to
I'm
pretend
her, yeah.
She had to pretend that she was
in
like
shithole.
In a really bad place. And she was like, "It's so bad, guys." And obviously Colleen Rooney was on to her straight away. She was like, "Her hair looks too shiny."
Yeah, the priest as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was her and the priest.
Yeah,
that was class. Yeah.
So good.
I only
it's
watched
very
that before
here.
I turned
AirPods
it off.
Broken, so I'm going to wrap this one up, guys.
Yeah,
we'll see. Oh, by the way, there will be no podcast tomorrow unless producer Callum goes and does the podcast, because we're going to be live from Harvey Norman Carrick Mines, and then yeah. we're finitoed.
Yeah. I'm not coming back here to do
I
it.
I wouldn't be doing that now.
Ah, no. No.
Not
sure. It'll be so shite anyway, you won't want to listen back to it.
1038.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hi there. How
hey.
Are you?
What's going on? Good morning. What are we, Thursday?
Thursday.
Great.
Nearly done. Nearly out of the park.
The weekends go so fast I don't even look forward to them anymore. Sorry, just said it.
Oh my God. Is that, that's the most depressing concept ever. And I do think that sometimes at the start of the week I'm like, oh, it's Monday. And I'm like, but then this flies through. And then, yeah, there's the weekend and then you're back to Monday. It is kind of like what is life.
So what are you living for?
Well, not the weekend. Don't open that can of worms, to be honest.
Saturday, I think, is an isolated day. Fridays are a write-off because everyone's tired.
Yeah.
Sundays, you're just thinking about going back to work.
See,
Friday
I think
you have Saturday.
I think I've sorted it, right? I think I've like figured it out.
You've cracked the code.
Yeah,
come on,
okay.
make me optimistic about it all.
Step one: during the week, do as little work as possible.
Yeah.
Right. If you can,
done.
If you can, do as little work as done. Possible. Step two: go out on Friday night.
So good, because then you have the whole Saturday.
All
to
of
recover.
Saturday to recover, and then you've all of Sunday, so you can go and do nice bits on Sunday.
Oh, I don't know though, because I think my Saturday is my precious day.
It's not. Friday is. Finish
right.
work on Friday, go out and have a great time.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you can wake up and be, you know, a little bit kind of dying, or go and get a takeaway or go and chill out. And then Sunday, go and be wholesome on Sunday.
I agree with that.
Go and do an
that.
Activity.
You had a great Friday out a few weeks ago.
Where was I?
You were sending us in messages and all. You're out with your girls.
Oh, yeah.
You were out. And you were having a ball.
Mm.
Were you out locally?
I was home about 8:30, lads.
But that's the best as well.
Yeah.
That's
I did.
We
I went to last Friday and I was just like, right, lads, that's me. I'm going to go. And they were like, it's only like
12 o'clock. I was like, that's the middle of the night.
It's quite literally the middle. Apart from Electric Picnic Fee, when's the last time you were out until the middle of the night?
I mean, like at gigs, sometimes you're out.
No,
late.
I mean with like on a night out, no work.
Oh, honestly, so like none of my friends live in Ireland. None. I honestly, maybe like Dua Lipa. Is it, would that count?
You went out with Dua Lipa till midnight.
Yeah, me and her were in Dublin, poofing into Bambino.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
Sounds like Spin.
Benson Boone. Sorry, I'm here for someone else on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And tomorrow's the big day. Someone's going to win that record breaker on Spin's cash machine. All the details really soon. For now, though, could Sydney Sweeney's people around her be any more stupid?
I know.
The advice she's getting from whoever, I don't know, isn't the best. But then she's making headlines, and maybe this is what it's all about. I don't know. But obviously, let's bring it back to that really controversial American Eagle ad. I actually watched it again this morning just as I was prepping the story, and it made me angry over again.
Do it.
My jeans are blue.
My jeans are blue.
I'm like, jeans are passed down from generation to generation.
I don't even know if that's the way that she speaks.
Emma.
That is exactly how she speaks.
Oh my God. Basically, if you don't know.
Just completely on air live go, that impression was shite.
No. I mean in the ad. Sorry.
Oh, like if that's how she speaks in real life.
Because I watched the ad this morning and the way she was speaking, I was like, I've seen her in Euphoria. I've seen her in White Lotus. I've never heard her speak like that.
She always
as
sounds
an actress.
Kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's preserving energy to take over the world.
Right, okay.
All the energy is going into her.
Go on.
All the energy's gone into her booth.
Basically, huge work ethic.
The problem with the ad was, critics accused the campaign of evoking white supremacy imagery. It was all about my jeans and then the play on the word jeans and her blonde hair and her blue eyes and all the rest. Anyway,
it would have hit in 1940.
It would have for all the right reasons.
Off. Yeah, well,
let's
basically
bring it back to that time.
Now she's making headlines again because it looks like she has started a relationship with the one, the only, Scooter Braun.
Oh. Yeah, this is not good.
No,
so
it's
and
not.
Like he is famously kind of the villain for the last
man
couple of
in
years.
The world.
Yeah, but I'm like, are they just kind of perfect for each other?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like he's an outlad as well. She's only like 27 or something.
Yeah, I think he's
Is she
40?
Only 27?
I think he's early 40s.
Right.
Potentially.
He's recently divorced, I think. Obviously, very controversial in the music industry, especially among Taylor Swift fans due to their infamous kind of sale of Swift's masters. But it goes on. There's more as well. I don't think Justin Bieber's referenced him in many, many years. He's linked to a lot of shady music rights issues.
Yeah. 17 years older than her.
Yeah, aggressive and controlling in business and lots of top artists walking away from him, including Ariana Grande. Day she stepped back in 2023. Anyway, here's how it gets worse. Not only the obviously really bad ad, now teaming up or in a relationship or casually seeing or shifting or whatever with Scooter Braun. Guess where they met?
Yeah, I see.
I know.
This.
They met at Jeff Bezos' wedding.
It's awful. Oh. It's so bad.
It's
she wants the villain narrative so intensely.
It's giving Cruella de Vil.
It really is.
Like
it
she's
really
trying
is.
So hard, it seems, or her team are trying so hard to vilify her constantly. It's starting to annoy me because I'm like, just be sound. I think she's a phenomenal actress. She's
brilliant
at everything she puts her hand to. She's
that's actually something I disagree with. I don't actually think she's that great of an actor.
Oh man, she was whopper in like what I've seen her in. I didn't see that movie, Anyone But You. But
yeah, that's what I'm basing it on.
Yeah.
See, I haven't seen anything else
Have
she's
you
in.
Watched
I've only
Euphoria?
Seen that.
No.
No, I've never seen Euphoria.
She gets to play a really crazy character and she is very good.
I've
like,
just
seen her in White Lotus.
Do you know what? You're right. She was good in White Lotus.
Very
but
good.
She was in that movie with the you're supposed
Glenn
to like,
Powell.
Yeah, yeah. My God, I thought they were both terrible.
I remember you saying that literally. Yeah. I think you'd be into it the night
but
before.
But she's
you said
just
that
an interesting show. Character, isn't she? Like, and I think to be honest, do people care that she's doing this? Do people really, really care that she like she's gonna date him no matter what? She's gonna say whatever she wants, and she's still gonna get movie roles because she's Sydney Sweeney.
I think people are just very interested in what she's gonna do next because she's kind of become this like beacon for the far right. Sorry to get into it now, but like she is like everything they want and that they think is good, and like blonde, blue-eyed, natural girl, and she's like out doing all this stuff, and then she's like getting into a relationship with the worst person ever. Saying she wants to have a load of kids young and like saying she votes Republican and like having like MAGA hats in the background of her mom's birthday party.
Yeah.
So she just is an interesting one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, totally.
But anyway, while her people...
It's like what your teacher would say about like a bully in school.
Now, let me break
Listen,
it down
Listen, I'm just going to keep an eye on him now for a while.
Speaking of, I wonder what her team will encourage her to do next. Something she could do just to really
up
the villain vibes. She could just start correcting people's grammar and social media. Just catch
I love that.
I'd love
that.
A dedicated page of people grabbing all the screen grabs of, you know, Sydney Sweeney just around the internet, just randomly commenting on people's stuff. Just start sneezing on reporters on red carpets and don't cover your nose.
Big fan.
Just a few splatters everywhere. Post a photo of her crying because the plane she was on was just too high and fast.
Now I could see that for sure.
Obviously, Euphoria is coming back on screen. It looks like she's involved. There'll be a lot of press junkets and stuff around that. If she just continuously, purposely mispronounces her co-star's names.
Oh, yeah, very good.
That would be fun.
Or just Alexia
like keeps calling it Euphoria or something like that. Yeah, I love Euphoria.
And like, you know, just imagine the moment where one reporter says, Anna, you know, what's your view on the minimum wage in America? And she says, I don't know what that is, but it sounds really cute.
See, I just think she'll just start, next thing is she'll just start outright wearing fur.
Real
that will
fur.
Be the next thing.
Yes. Even you're committed to the Cruella.
Yeah, she is Cruella.
Recharge.
Justin Bieber and Daisies here on Spin, your number one hit music station. Oh, the clock is ticking. Ooh. Who's going to be giving me a big punch in the face this morning? All in the name of sport. It's on the way after 8 o'clock. It'll be either Dave or Fiona. Have the head guard, have the tooth guard. We're good to go.
We should both do, because I'm left-handed, like we could both do one cheek at once.
Fine.
Because then you really get an idea.
There's nowhere for her face to go. She might just go really, really long in the face.
She'll get scared and like step back, and we'll give each other the worst fist bump of all time.
That's coming after 8 o'clock this morning here at Spin.
And hopefully you won't be injured because you will have the head guard. However, the last couple of days I have been injured.
Oh my God.
I have tried my best to be just really, really healthy and an athlete this week. On Monday, I went to the gym.
Wow.
And on Tuesday, I played football. And my God, am I paying for it. Listen, I'm not young anymore. I can't do this thing like I used to. But
he's literally 30.
My God, are we paying for it? Because we've been hearing about it nonstop. I feel like I was in that gym.
I feel great today. And the reason being is my girlfriend Pippa.
Aww.
I have to give it to her, because yesterday on the show I was slagging her because the two of you were talking about how great she was going to your sets at the EP, and I was like, that's what she wants, she's evil. But no, in fairness now to her, she's actually alright. I arrived yesterday.
I will save that for your wedding vows. Yeah. She's actually alright.
I arrived yesterday straight after work. I finished work like 10:30, so then I went over to hers, and she's obviously...
Sorry, just very quickly, what time did you leave yesterday?
I was here till 11:30, wasn't I? Slaving away.
Dave just loves to get up and go. Yeah. Anyway,
thanks for doing that, dropping that.
You brought it up.
I didn't know yous stayed in for so long. If I knew yous were going to stay in for so long, I would have also stayed in.
We were crafting the girly quiz questions by hand.
Anyway, I went over to hers and I started complaining because yous don't let me complain. And I sat on the couch and she was like, do you want me to run you a bath with some Epsom salt?
Oh my God. She shouldn't humour it. She shouldn't
humour it. So she ran me a bath. And it's the first time I've had a bath since I was about 6 years old.
Oh, wow.
It's not a good look. She was like, how are you in there? Like, knock, knock, knock. How are you in there? I was like,
don't come in.
Grand. She was like, come in. Can I come in? No, you can't come in.
There's nothing unsexier than a floating wheelie.
Something floating there. Do you know what I mean? No, she
I'm
said
so
right.
Sorry.
It's all I could think of. It's all I could think of.
Sorry.
It's all I could think of.
But a floater is no good.
Yeah. It's a floater.
Don't try and go back.
No, sorry. It's too late.
So she ran me that. But the thing was, is that her bath plug is broken.
Right.
So I had to sit on the bath plug to make sure that the water didn't go down the thing. So I was in a really, really uncomfortable position for about like half an hour.
Why did you
shove your bum cheek into the bath plug?
Yeah.
If you've just joined, he was in a bath at his girlfriend's house. She wasn't in the bath. He was just trying to stop the water from
the
going
bath.
Out.
I don't know why people have a bath. It was awful.
And how are the salts then?
Yeah, I just had to get under because the pain is on my chest, right? So I was like, it's all on my shoulders and all. So I had to get under the water while keeping my head above the water.
And while keeping your bum cheek on the plug.
While keeping my bum cheek on the plug.
And it sounds like a very stressful bath.
Everywhere from my legs, my knees downwards were out of the water because the bath is so small.
Right.
So I'd like you to subscribe.
Oh,
subscribe.
Good God.
He's just put a photo on screen. Don't worry, it's not the worst.
You're
thing.
Not getting a photo of that photo.
No. And how do you feel today?
I feel grand. But then she was like, sit on the couch there, and then she brought me a little tablet and a glass of water, and I took that. And then she was just like, now listen, I have to go to work next week. She's gone to America for work next week. And I was just like, okay. I was like, what if I'm still sore? She was like, well, listen, I can come over. And wait till you hear this. You're not going to believe this. I'll be back on the 11th. She said, I can come over on the 12th if you want to clean your room.
What? I need to have a word with her.
But I told her I'd buy her dinner if she cleaned my room.
No. She's going to clean your room next week because you went to the gym last Monday. And you're a bit sore.
See, I told you she was grand.
No, she was all right. No.
She's going to America for work and she's already put in her diary that she'll come over and clean your room.
But I told her I'd buy her dinner.
Do you know what? I need to issue an apology for using the W words before 8 o'clock in the morning. But actually, thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you for doing that. I'm off the hook.
It's grand. He's going to buy Pippa a Subway.
Khaki kid on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Boom. We are deep in the throes of 1 second at the cinema. It's a game we play where we play a 1 second clip from a film that would have been on at the cinema. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we ask you to
now it's
guess
on
the film.
Probably like Christmas. Or
now it would be on one
big,
of the,
big movie.
On the streaming services. Yes, the big. And we ask you to guess what the film is based on that 1 second clip.
This morning, it sounds like this. Sounds really difficult. Producer Callum shows it this week. No dialogue whatsoever. No accents. No,
that's
nada.
The second week in a row that we haven't had dialogue. The last week it was. That was all the clip was.
What was the movie?
It was Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, listen. On to give this a go this morning is Kira. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. This is the movie clip, Kira. What
is
film?
It's Forrest Gump when he's playing with the paddle. You know, he's playing ping pong.
Oh, interesting. It's not, I'm afraid.
It's not Forrest Gump. Good guess, though, Kira. Good guess.
We that can would see be very, it'd be very fast hits with the ping
it would,
pong.
Would, in fairness, yeah.
Yeah, he could do it.
Kira, it wasn't me. Right. Have a great day.
Bye, Kira.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Not to distract too much from what we're trying to identify, but I watched Forrest Gump for the first time a few months ago.
So did I. Yeah. Only for a few months ago.
Nice.
I never told you my Forrest Gump story real quick. I was at Bubblegum Shrimp in LA and the waiter came up to me and was like, hey, do you want to do a Forrest Gump quiz? And we were like, me and my family were like, no, we've never seen it. And they're like, why are you here?
Why did you
people
go
queue
there?
Up for ages to be in here? And I was like, there was no queue and we just thought it was a restaurant.
Oh my god.
We felt really, really thick, so we went home and watched
it.
It's so good, isn't it? Again, this is the clip. Craig, how are you?
Not too bad. How are we? How's it?
Bad. All right, Craig, this is the clip of the movie. What is that movie?
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman.
Interestingly, like tap dancing.
Interestingly enough, I was listening to the Greatest Showman song while driving into work today. This is the greatest show.
Great.
But unfortunately, that wasn't the greatest guess.
Oh, no.
Craig, it wasn't that, I'm afraid, but great guess.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye bye.
Is it going to be another one of those weeks?
I'm still kind of, I can still kind of hear my guess in it, even though I know what it is. I said Pitch Perfect, and I can kind of see why people might think it'd be Pitch Perfect.
I still think Madagascar. Maybe Callum's being more like, is it Madagascar 3?
Okay. I nearly got the clip from Madagascar for this yesterday, where it's like, I think Moto likes you.
I love that.
But it would have been.
I like him big.
Do kids movies.
I know, like, but chunky. Then I thought of this one. And I just thought,
this movie that we're currently playing for is the most me thing ever.
No, it's not.
It's the most Callum thing ever.
I just said, think your taste because you like kid stuff.
No, I don't.
You like young stuff.
Stop.
Sorry,
talking.
Lady, this sounds incriminating.
Fiona, not you, Fiona. Other Fiona, how are you?
Hello, thanks for saying.
Not too bad. All right, Fiona, this is the clip. What is that movie?
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet. Interesting. Why do you think it's Happy Feet?
It does sound like feet that are happy.
Because they're little tap dancing penguins in the music.
Interesting.
We can reveal. Fiona. You are absolutely correct.
Yes, Fiona. Great shout. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I've never seen it.
I'm not really a fan, to be honest.
No, I wouldn't be there. But Emma, you said Madagascar and you were talking about the chipmunks, but I thought you meant, I was like, does she think it's the penguins?
Oh. No, I did mean, I don't know, they were always making funny little sounds. It just gave me that vibe.
Okay, Interesting.
Fiona, well done. You're off to the cinema. Bye four. Well done.
Brill, thanks so much.
Have a great day, Fiona.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I don't think I've ever seen Happy Feet either, but this is apparently the big song for me.
Yes. Yes.
Callum coded thing
it
ever.
Is, yeah. Very
oh
much
my
so.
God.
When you said the chipmunks in Madagascar, were you talking about King Julian?
Them kind of lads. Yeah, they used to make music and stuff, Mort. I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's Wisley MC. This is Show Me Love on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Go, man. Alex Warren and Eternity.
What, do you feel like the song lasts an eternity?
That is scathing. Good man.
Good man.
Good man. I like it. I think it's decent. Mm. Listen. A couple of minutes ago, I was telling you that my girlfriend said she was going to clean my room. And yeah. I feel like ever since then, you guys have pulled back a little bit. Mm-hmm. These guys aren't really looking at me the same.
Yeah.
And let me just completely just get rid of any doubt you have in my mind that I'm childish or anything like that. Let me give you the reason why she's going to clean my room.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Oh, that's grand then. Yeah. You should have said that before.
She loves cleaning.
Oh, right.
She
you better
it.
Do it because I always do it wrong. I can never do it as good as you.
I don't know how to hoover properly.
I've never tried this.
If I hoovered now, it would all blow out. It would all go the other way.
No, it doesn't.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
You're doing yourself no favours here, man.
I am joking, by the way. I would never have her clean my room. God, the things she'd find.
Oh, God. Okay, it's almost 5 to 8 this Thursday morning. Alex, how are things on Dublin's roads?
Morning, guys. Watch out.
103.8 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Hello to
hey,
you.
Hey, what's going on? Happy
Morning.
Thursday.
It's a big day. I'm excited. I'm about to get punched in the face, all in the name of sport. This is a bit mad, but I'm doing a boxing match. It's happening in November. It's very not me, but it's great for fitness, apparently.
Yeah.
And I need to get fit because I've never been in my life. So, hey, this is happening. I was advised by somebody, do you know what you should do before you get into the ring? Make sure you get a slap in the face first with your headgear and all on, because if you don't ever experience that until you're actually in the ring, it's going to totally knock you and you'll be like, whoa.
That's actually really good advice.
It is. Totally good advice, because it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And it'll just totally blindside you being like, oh my God, what a weird feeling. And you'll lose all the things you've practiced.
Yeah, all your technique and stuff.
When I had my first school fight, like back in when I was like 15 or something like that.
Your first scrap.
I got hit in the face. I'd never been hit in the face before. It completely threw me off.
Yeah.
It would.
That's why I lost. It's because I was just distracted.
So all the training for this starts kind of properly next week. So look, I said when I got this advice, I'd love to give the honour of that slap to one of my co-presenters, Dave or Fiona, who Thanks will always that. Back me up.
In That's because our fella said he fitness. Wouldn't hit her. Isn't he? Red flag.
Okay, so you've been voting on Instagram, you've been voting on WhatsApp of who's going to get the honour of doing this morning. Have all the gear with me, the head guard, the tooth guard, I got the gloves, I got the pads, the whole lot. So let's find out those results.
So, yesterday, 30% of the results did go to Dave because we went to Buskers and Temple Bar and we did the arcade punch machine and Dave got those scores.
I stupidly am so competitive. I was like, oh, I have to try again.
So that's 30% of the results. And I've combined the public vote results with the practical results. It's a bit like your leaving cert.
I really don't
want
to.
I can
the
reveal.
Question mark you went up with at the end because you don't know what the leaving cert is.
I nearly said A levels. And I can reveal.
Who's going to be?
With.
I just know it's going to be me. I just know it.
An overall score of 52%.
Stop!
That's closer than I thought it was going to be.
The person bopping Emma Nolan in the face in 3 minutes and 28 seconds is.
Oh.
Fiona Frawley!
Come on! Dave,
I'm not getting cancelled. I still have my career.
Did you really think we were going to let Dave hit Emma?
Oh, thank
yes,
God.
I did.
Well, do you know what?
Maybe
the thing about it is...
Thank God.
I do think that as part of this training camp, I will be teamed up with a girl, right?
Yeah.
So I think that in terms of like size, we're pretty similar, Fee, aren't we?
I guess. Yeah, yeah,
we're like
yeah,
the same height and all.
Yes.
You don't have like massive... No offense, abs or anything.
Hey.
But you know what? I think Dave would have given it a good lash. I've got all the gloves.
I wouldn't have. That's the thing. It wouldn't have been real. Fiona will give you a real punch. I would have just gone, is that enough?
What do you mean, Fiona?
Well, Emma, get your gear on because we've got 3 minutes and then you're getting bopped in the face.
Woohoo! Okay.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Calvin Harris and Clementine Douglas. It's called Blessings on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
If that sounds weird to you, don't worry. Go open Instagram right now. Go to Spin 103 official or official Spin 103. We are live on Instagram right now because... Emma Nolan looks a little bit different. Emma Nolan has got the headgear on, she's got the gum shield in, and Fiona has got the boxing gloves on. Reason being is that Emma is doing a fight night in like October. It's coming up soon.
November,
it's coming up very, very soon. And she got a little bit of advice the other day. If she's going to be doing a fight, if she's going to be doing a boxing fight, she may as well get hit in the face pre-fight so that she knows what to expect when she gets hit in the face during the fight, so you don't get shocked during the fight. Do you know what I mean? So as we said, we're live on Instagram right now, official Spin 1038, and Fiona is going to punch Emma. Reason being, we put it to a vote with 52% of the vote. Fiona won the thing. I'm so buzzing. I get to keep my career. I'm not cancelled. This is fantastic. Fiona Frawley versus Emma Nolan. She's freaked.
I'm going to get sick.
She's freaked.
I am going to get sick.
Explain why you're so nervous.
I've never hit anyone. Emma's just had her beautiful teeth done.
Okay.
I have no coordination.
Brand.
I know I'm going to accidentally like...
Let me refute all of those points right there, okay? You said you don't have coordination. You were just practicing Emma with the pads. So you could hit them no bother. Emma's got a gum shield in, so don't worry about her teeth. She's absolutely fine. And she's got headgear on. This is the most like honestly, toddlers do more damage to each other.
I feel like Katie Taylor. I'm like, hello.
Right, Fiona, the time is now.
Would you come over here and do the buttons?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Why don't I do the buttons instead?
You just stay in the corner now.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Hold on. The first thing we're going to do is use the... Can I
go again.
The first thing we're going to do is use the boxing pads to get Fiona ready to go.
Okay.
So I have them with me so you can just get used to throwing a few punches, not at the face in this occasion. But let's do that first, Fiona, okay?
So you mean you could just... you could have just taken that gear out of your mouth the whole time?
It's for the
bee.
Okay, give them a soft finger, Fiona.
Okay.
This one, go!
Okay, Fiona, these are really good punches, by the way. Really, really good punches.
Do that to her face!
Do that to her face, you have to!
Put your back into it!
Put your back into it! One, two, three, four! Yeah, fantastic. Unbelievable.
It's fight night, I want to win, so I need to learn.
Okay, so what I want you to do now, Fee, is I want you to go right, and then left, and then hit her in the head. That's what you gotta do.
Well,
here we go.
On, I've surely annoyed you at some point over the last 3 months.
Yeah, this is your time. Get back at her.
Okay, come on. One.
Two.
Two.
And in the face. In the face. In the face.
Come on.
Yeah. That was actually decent. That was decent enough.
Fiona's, I didn't hurt one bit. I insist you go one more time.
Fiona's nearly crying.
Come on.
In tears.
I need to win this fight.
Yeah, you're doing this for her.
Two. Three.
Four. And face. No, you turned the wrong way. No, this is so bad. You're tapping her.
Fiona, I need you. If you're a friend to me, you would do this for me.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a true friend.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, that was better. That was much better. That was a genuine hit.
Not so bad, actually, considering I'm completely covered in protective gear. Fiona, you are a good friend. Thank you.
You're a very good friend. Congratulations. Oh, my God. There you have it. We were on Instagram Live. If you didn't see it, check it out. We'll put the video up later on. Fiona, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm wrecked.
Are you wrecked, Ian Bits?
I did the best boxing of my life. I'm absolutely wrecked. Emma was amazing in the ring. I just have to say thanks so much to my trainer, Callum Farmer. And I'm wrecked, but thanks so much to everyone for coming out.
My God, this is Spin. Good morning.
I'm actually wrecked after boxing you in the face. I feel like the adrenaline, I need to come down. I'm like shaking.
Yeah.
But come here, what I'm here to talk about at the moment. Dermot Kennedy, he's been popping up in some unexpected places. Now, I know he's very
much...
For the last 4 years. He's very much friend of the show, friend of Spin 103.8, of course. But you might have seen him over the weekend. Like, there was... These clips went hugely viral of him on stage with the Cranberries singing Linger and all the rest. Yeah. All the rest of the hits. Dreams. Yeah.
Cranberries' first performance.
That was cool, in fairness.
Very, very cool. Because, like, I'd seen on the EP schedule, oh, the Cranberries are playing. And I was like, I wonder who's going to sing with them. And then it's like, why do you even ask? Of course it's going to be Dermot Kennedy. Of course Dermot has found his way onto the Electric Picnic main stage.
Yeah, because it wouldn't really be an Electric Picnic without him.
Without him. Yeah, like he'd have to be somewhere. We were discussing it then, like during the week, and Emma was saying she'd seen on Instagram a clip of him at someone's wedding busting out a few tunes. I investigated further. He's on the pitch at Old Trafford belting out a few notes, of course.
Was he?
Yeah.
He was doing that soccer aid.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realise he was singing at that.
Yeah, he had a little kids choir in the background, wasn't very cute. And then I found a clip of him just singing on his own in a forest.
I'm endlessly forgiving of the way I live my life. I'm late to come to wisdom and I'm late to see the light. I asked you for your favourite song, you played it to me twice. I knew the words by the time you dropped me home.
Off the forest somewhere in Rathmoor.
If you told me that was Ryan Hennessy, I would believe it.
So true.
It's it's the exact same voice.
Fact. Imagine you're just like on a hike, like out walking your dog and there's like Dermot Kennedy in the forest. Naturally.
It reminds me of like your man in Love Island. It's like, does anyone want me to rap a bit? Like, no, Dermot, we're fine.
I love him.
No, he's good. But
you have to love him. You have tattoos of him.
I do. Not of him, of his lyrics.
Of his lyrics. I'm just saying, no wonder his song is called Let Me In, because he scares me. Let me in to your next private family function, says Dermot Kennedy. And I was kind of wondering, where will he pop up next? Now, I know this is a bit of a running joke, but I was trying to get a bit, just really think about this. So do you know about halfway through The Traitors, when the Faithfuls, who were like banished early on in the game, start popping out of coffins and stuff?
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
You know? Or like, when Emma finds out who she has to fight at her boxing match in November.
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
I couldn't lay a finger on him.
At my wedding, when the celebrant asks, is there anyone present who opposes this year? Union.
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
You know when you're like driving back from EP and you like stop off for petrol and there's the line of people looking for wristbands. First person in the queue.
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Let me in.
Let me in. Next time you ask @Grok to ask him, is this a real tweet?
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Or like, you know when Sabrina Carpenter reveals the face of the man who was pulling her hair on the cover of Man's Best Friend?
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
No.
We've all been wondering who is it. Or when it's Christmas and you open the roses tin at your mum's house, is it just the oranges and pinks left? Is it a sewing kit? No, it's...
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
Had to be.
Oh, God. I wonder what he's going to do next. Because honestly, we'll surely have to see him between now and the inevitable. I'm in Bewley's balcony on Christmas Eve.
Who's on the team up with Jazzy here?
Oh!
Hey, this is Dermot Kennedy.
No!
This is Spin Morning. It's the girly quiz. Make a man's interior.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin and beyond, we quiz our Dave and all things girly. We make him feel as uncomfortable as possible. In 2025, he's in the lead in terms of like he's ahead versus losses. He's had 15 wins, 14 losses.
Ooh,
so by the skin of his teeth.
By the
skin of his missing wisdom tooth, he's ahead.
Dave isn't on his own, though. He does have two lifelines that will help him win the week. One is a 50-50. One is his phone a female. Emer's there this morning. Hi, Emer.
Morning, Emer.
Hi, guys.
Emer, I hear you're late for work and you want us to really wrap this up very quick.
Yeah, I've been late. I only started the job last week. I've been late every day. So,
sounds like a new problem, Emer.
What time does work start, Emer?
Started 10 minutes ago.
And you're on the radio.
And she's on the radio.
Yeah, so we won't say where I am, okay? Don't say where I am.
You are a model employee.
I love it.
You're on that 6-month probation, are you?
Yeah.
All right, Emer, you stay there. I will most likely need you. And if I even have a doubt on question one, I'm coming to you. Don't worry.
Brilliant.
Okay, stay there.
Hang on, Emer. Just to say, the girly quiz tends to get into uncharted waters at times. We realise kids are back to school and might be in the car. Just keep your hand on the dial in case we go into areas that you don't fancy having your kids here, okay? That's the nature of the game.
I instantly have anxiety because I want Emer to get to work like quick. So I'm like, I don't care. Come on.
You know what they say? Keep your employers, treat them mean.
Just imagine the company just going, sorry.
Hold on. Turn that up there.
Is that
where
you hired? Okay, let's do this thing. Let's get Emer into work. Question one, Dave.
No idea. Emer, help us out there.
Women online have been talking about using men's hair dye as a handy hack. What are they using it for, Dave?
Men's hair dye as a handy hack.
Yeah.
Could it be something as simple as dyeing their hair?
It could be something
it could
as simple
be.
As that.
I haven't a clue. But I don't think Emer would know this either. But that's just me completely judging Emer based on nothing.
Your fact of being a terrible employee.
Yeah. Okay, ask me the question. Sorry, I am just anxious that she's...
No, it's Grant. Women online have been talking about using men's hair dye as a handy hack. What are they using it for?
Okay.
Stop looking at me.
I would imagine it's... I can't read that far. I would imagine it's something like mascara. I would imagine that, but I don't know. So I'm going to call in Emer just so she can go to work. Emer, 30 seconds on the clock. Let's just have a chat. What do you think it could possibly be?
I haven't a clue. Maybe for eyebrows?
Eyebrows is a really, really good show. For my housemate does this. She bakes her eyebrows. That's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good. So
that's hair dye. Like
yeah.
So could it be... My housemate's a drag queen. No. what do you think? Eyelashes or eyebrows? What are we going for?
I say eyebrows.
You think eyebrows? Okay.
Oh, I don't know now. God.
I don't know either. I think it could be mascara. But then what would you do it with? You'd need the brush.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also just presuming that it's black hair dye.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
So, I would say Emer could work at an eyebrow factory because I think she's onto something there.
Okay, interesting.
Oh!
Fiona's gotta get to work.
Fiona!
Emer.
Sorry, Fiona, get out!
Emer, you gave me the answer and Callum, Fiona gave me the answer.
Put that board up again. Get off!
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go with eyebrows final answer.
Right,
yay!
Oh my god, we did it!
Fiona,
you're my favourite.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Sometimes you like mouth him the answer.
She just outright gave it to me.
Sorry now. 1 second, Dave. Can you confirm on the air? Have I ever mouthed you the answer?
No, you haven't.
No. All right, let's get Emer off to work.
Right, Emer, you're free.
Bye, Emer.
Thank you. Thanks for mail.
Just see voucher going to you in case you get fired as well, so you can eat for the money.
I'm happy days. Thanks for mail.
Right.
I'm sorry. Fiona. I'm sorry. I know that was bad. I know.
She didn't give me the answer. She just said
maybe Emer works in an eyebrow factory.
She just said she might be onto something. That was all my own volition there.
I am sorry, Emma. I'm sorry.
You have really damaged.
I just
damaged
get on with lads more tonight.
You've damaged the integrity of this game.
Oh no! Come on,
nah.
It was just a once off.
No, nah.
I try really hard with these questions.
All right, this is great. The two of them are at each other. I'm just sitting back drinking my water.
That's the opposite of what the girly quiz is meant to do. We're not meant to be fighting. It's about feminism.
I know it is. Let's get back together. I am sorry.
Right, let's move.
Hey,
Dave.
Yeah.
Question number two on the girly quiz this week. Name three Irish women who have publicly expressed interest in running for president this year.
Okay, Fiona?
Yes, yeah. I have expressed interest.
No, I just mean, can you help me out here? You were the answer there. All right.
Three Irish women who have publicly expressed interest in running for president this year.
I can give you two... definitely's.
Okay.
And I can give you one who did give interest, but has bowed out.
Okay. Okay. Well, all the question was expressed interest, so I'm interested to hear
that's
what you
not
have.
Okay, Dave.
Those three people are Catherine Connolly.
Okay.
Joanna Donnelly.
Yeah.
And Mairead McGuinness.
Joanna Donnelly, Catherine Connolly and Mairead McGuinness.
I'm so sure it's Catherine Connolly.
Tell me about those three.
Catherine Connolly from Galway. I think she's... I don't know who she is. She was in government anyway. Mairead McGuinness, obviously, from the EU. Mm-hmm. She's not running, though. And Joanna Donnelly, who's the former weather person on RTE. She was doing an interview there with Kieran Cudahy on Virgin Media.
And tell me why it'd be so much better for to have a woman president than a male president.
One on, one off. You know?
One in, one
fair.
In.
Like, equality is what you would be saying.
Yeah. We had Micheál, and now time for... Well, I would have honestly went for Marie McGuinness, to be honest, but she's not going for it, so I don't know now. Those are the three women I'm going to go with.
Yes, come on! No way!
Very good.
I told man, I like my politics.
Well,
who else? Politics. Who else is this?
The other one that you missed there, Heather Humphreys.
Heather Humphreys, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well done. Nice one.
Very,
all right,
very
two
good.
For two with no help from Fiona.
Yeah.
Is always good.
New lifeline. Fiona gives the answer.
ask the host like he wants to be on it. Like,
oh,
wants
yeah,
to be
me, Jeremy Clarkson, ask me. I don't know.
Can I just say, nasty question, by the way. If I didn't, like, if I hadn't a clue of any of them, ask for three of them.
That's why we made it hard.
That's insane.
You know, that would be different if Jeremy Clarkson actually wrote the questions on
Jeremy.
All right, Fiona, all right. Don't mess this up, please.
I won't, no, we won't get this one. All right, Dave, final question on the girly quiz this week. Align, Wonder Train, and Groove are all types of what?
Damn it.
Align, Wonder Train, and Groove.
Align, Wonder Train, Groove. Interesting name.
Wonder Train and Groove are all, say again?
They're types of what?
Types
they're
of
types,
what?
So they're not brands.
No.
Align, Wonder Train, and Groove. See, I would say that the end. I'm not going to, this isn't my final answer.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you my thought frame.
Please do.
I would think that they're eyebrows. However,
you're obsessed with eyebrows this morning.
The answer to the first question was eyebrows.
It could be an eyebrow themed.
You could align your eyebrows. A Wonder Train, maybe close to a unibrow, because it's like a train track or something.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And then a groove, like there might be a little dint in it, but maybe, no, that's stupid.
No, I love
what
that.
What else could it be? Could it be necklaces? They could also be a groove. They could be types of chests, maybe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of chest do you
boobs
have?
Boobs, like bra.
I'm going to have to 50-50 this.
You're
going to
have to.
All right. We are in simplify mode. Align, Wonder Train, and Groove are all types of what? Is it A, mascara, or B, Lululemon leggings?
Oh, I have no idea. And we're on 50-50. Lululemon leggings or what?
Mascara.
Align, Wonder Train, Groove. Let's go with Wonder Train. It's gotta be Lululemon.
Why?
Wonderful and train, like to training. For
you could be training your eyelashes to go in a certain direction.
You could be, but to groove as well. Maybe you want to have a little dance in a Lululemon outfit and a line. That's for when you're having a business meeting in a Lululemon bra.
Lululemon, final answer.
Final answer.
Fiona, you destroyed this game.
Yes! Come on!
I'm sorry to women everywhere.
This is fantastic.
I have to say, in the history of the girly quiz, that has never happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was just anxious is about Emer getting sacked. Now I'm getting fired.
Is she still on probation?
Yeah. We're only 4 months in, so.
I'm very much on probation.
I think you're doing great, and I love you to bits.
Well done, Dick.
I'm feeling unreal. I punched Emma in the face earlier on in the show. A bit of context for that. She's doing a big boxing match in November, and she was advised, get someone to punch you before so you're not too shocked when you actually get
really
punched.
Really good advice.
Very, very good. And I was the one tasked with punching. I'm very much a lover, not a fighter.
You're a pacifist.
Yes, I'm a pacifist. Usually like reformer Pilates would be more my style. But after going back and forth with the pads, I'm kind of a fan.
You need to get into it. It's such a good like anxiety reliever or like a stress reliever.
That's what I felt.
I was paired up with a girl the other day in a class and she's like, this is in a positive way, she's an animal. Like, she's so good. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe we're getting teamed up with her. Even like holding the punching bag for her is a bit of an effort because she's super strong.
So you wouldn't want to do a fight?
I don't think I could do a fight, but I think I could do all the rest.
Well, that's what I said, honey.
But yeah, and maybe if I get to your level, maybe I could do it.
The only thing she fights are the demons in her mind.
Not successfully. Dublin Trap. 1038.
Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it.
Hello there. What's the study?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
How are you? Guys, I want you to do something very important to me. I want you to cast your mind back to June. Now, I know it's a long time ago. So much has happened. But we did a little sketch moment in the style of Love Island. But it was like a Love Island trailer of what's coming up on Love Island. But it, for the Leaving Cert.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
yeah.
It sounded a bit like this. Previously on the Leaving Cert.
Someone must fall. Answer the call.
Barry was unsurprisingly ill-prepared.
What do you mean you need a pen? I don't have a pen.
Dark side.
Okay, yeah.
Stunning production work.
We have been nominated for an Im-
not just for an award. For a Tony and an Oscar.
No, we haven't.
No, stunning, stunning work and stunning production work by producer Callum, by all accounts. And then, imagine my surprise, fast forward to right now, in the current September, Tuesday night, the most recent episode of The Traitors.
Oh, yeah.
Open of the episode, and what do I hear?
Oh, no way.
Wait, what
last
is this?
Last night, right? Our traitors committed their second murder.
Ooh.
This morning, only those that survive the night will make it to the breakfast table.
Wow. Ah! People love using that music. Sorry, what, for a bit of suspense.
What is that music?
It's just a sign that Siobhan McSweeney listens to the show.
Okay.
Oh. Thank you, girl.
It's not a real song. It's in, we have this like folder of production music, and it's just like, just, it's very coincidental because when I made that piece for the Leave Insert thing, I literally just clicked the first scary thing in the folder. Like, I didn't,
and it was so good. I remember, like, the best thing about that sketch was the music was just incredible. And the it's kind of like, do you know, like the royalty free music that's on Selling Sunset, that's like, I love money and I love houses, come on and buy a house with your money, you know, kind of thing. That's literally a song that's been in the show.
It actually sounds like it could be a great song in real, like, you know, we should do something with that and make it a
full
success
version?
I know.
Well, I'm off to RTE now because I clearly am good for that.
Man, you killed it.
You knock down the door and say, give me €20 and 50 cents.
And a couple more zeros.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and tomorrow someone's going to win a record breaker amount of money on Spin's cash machine. All those details, how to enter, on the way really soon.
Very, very exciting though. But for now, I've combined the two things and I actually didn't even need to reference it because I just
That's very exciting,
worse.
But this is going to be crap. Is that what you're saying?
This is going to be terrible.
Okay.
But you could win the cash machine tomorrow. So just all the while that you're listening to this, know, Jesus, that's 250K. It could be mine. Okay. So we know music is getting very experimental these days and it seems like everyone's trying to one up each other.
Mm.
And it's just like, what's the new crazy thing we can do? So there's this band in Manchester who is showing the world that fungi and some plants can create music now.
All right, okay.
Too. Mm. So do you know the way in The Last of Us when the mushroom becomes a living being and starts making everyone into zombies
with
and
Pedro
they
Pascal.
Kill everyone?
Yeah. I like him. He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
So if you have watched this, you could be a bit scared of this. There's a band in Manchester who, like, the drummer is actually a mushroom, or
as
like
in a guy dressed up as a mushroom.
No, it's like a real like plant, loads of mushrooms coming out of
Sick.
It, and they've like plugged stuff into it from a drum kit, but the drum kit is kind of like not one of those proper ones. It's kind of like, it's all buttons. Sorry to anyone who plays the button drums, your craft is real and big respect. All
a
right.
mushroom could do your job,
but literally, do you know where it's like, oh, AI is going to make music now?
Yeah.
It's like a mushroom is making music now. They don't just do a mushroom, they do like house plants as well, and they hook the things, and then the sensors are attached to these bionic arms with which they strike down
That's
onto
cool.
the drum.
But I don't understand what. So instead of it being like a stick, I guess, again, apologies to drummers that you hit, it's the mushroom getting a slap off it.
Well, no, like the mushroom. There's like energy
it's an actual
in the
drum
mushroom.
Set.
There's energy in the mushroom.
Sounds like everyone here in this room has had an experience with a funky mushroom, to be honest.
Well,
with
I
you.
Mean, we have. And there's normally it's like the drummer could be doing something with mushrooms, but in this case it's like the drummer is a mushroom. Well, do you want to just
happening?
Play the clip? We play the clip. So that was the mushroom doing that.
That's sounds like a Ring doorbell.
And do you know when you can hear it kind of going?
Yeah.
That's the mushroom doing that.
That's it's everything
not,
you've got.
Yeah, but it's not pretending.
What's making the mushroom do it?
There's energy in the mushroom. Because
you know
the
way plants are alive?
Is a living plant.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. It's the
but
same
But they've
thing.
Been chopped up from the ground.
No,
well,
but
it's in soil. And
right.
it's like a living thing. But like, I mean, it's not giving like the white stripes. Like, it's not like dum, dum, dum. It's kind of like a ting. Tong. So it's, you know, I wouldn't say worry out there, drummers who are living. Like, you know, I think you're going to be.
You're part
banned.
Of an indie band. Well,
was there any mushrooms
worrying.
In your breakfast this morning?
I'll never tell. Do you know people, yeah, who are who like drink that mushroom coffee every morning? And they're like, it gives me energy. And I'm like, I think it gives you something else. Huh. But I was thinking, what kind of names could we come up with for bands who their drummer is a mushroom? Or whose drummer is a different type of vegetable.
Okay.
Strap in.
Right.
Okay, Westlife. Cress Life. You know, like cress. That's like
we're
off to cress.
A strong start.
What's oh, cress? They get worse.
Okay.
Cress, like it's like a little leafy thing on
oh,
top
cool.
of a salad.
Cool.
Little Mix.
Do you know anything about vegetables? Anything at all?
I know loads.
I'm the one that knows
on
that
vegetables.
Mushrooms have energy and cress is a leaf.
Never heard of a cress.
It's lovely.
Cool.
Little Mix.
What else have you got there?
Leekle Mix. Like
very
leekle.
Good.
Leekle.
Yeah.
You know, you love leek and potato soup. Coldplay. Corn play. It got harder as time went on. Fontaine's DC. Fontaine's green pea. And then because there is plants also, it wasn't just vegetable. I've gone kneecap, tree sap.
Very
you know the
good.
Sap in
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, yeah.
And that concludes whatever this just was.
That's incredible.
Thank you so much.
I loved it.
Thank you to everyone.
I want Fontaine's green pea on my Subway.
10 o'clock this morning, we're kicking off the Naughty Threesome. Michaela Hayes is here with three naughty bangers at 10 o'clock and then more with Steve Kay from 3 this afternoon. Why was that so hard to explain?
I don't know.
I think it's because you said naughty
I think
bangers.
You did it well.
Naughty bangers.
Naughty bangers.
I thought you did it well.
Thanks, Dave.
Maybe do it in an English accent from now on.
No, three naughty bangers.
Oh, I hate that. It's like Sophia Grace or something, isn't it?
I think that was
wrong with that.
Like hearing
like
that in
Peppa
an English
Pig.
Accent. Like if I said naughty bangers, that's exactly how I felt just then.
Yeah, okay.
So you get it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Three naughty bangers.
Come here. Did your dad ever bring you to work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Callum, I know the answer to that one. but
clear for those who
I don't know my personal life, so we'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Yeah, you get the context. Listen, did your dad ever bring you to work? And it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So, like, my dad used to bring me sometimes to his office, and he had a dartboard and he had a pool table.
That's very
cool. It was so good. Now, I only ever went a couple of times, but it was deadly.
Stationed in Black Rock, and I remember one day the sergeant gave me a 101 Dalmatian figurine, and I was delighted with it.
Very
That's
cool.
Very cool.
But it's just cool going into your dad's workplace, I think.
Yeah.
Your mom.
I found a story about the best dad ever. He's in Russia, and he broke into a water park with his kid for the kid's 11th birthday.
Mm.
But he works in the water park.
Oh, great.
First of all, coolest job in the
very
world.
Very cool.
So, yeah, they entered the Brusco Volnia Water Park illegally at night so that his son could celebrate his 11th birthday there with the dad. They both turned up with their swim togs, the flip-flops. They can be seen on CCTV TV like running through the water park, going on the water slides and running through the pool and things like that. It
he
looks like a
approval.
Bit of crack.
Did he actually break in or did he get approval?
No, he didn't actually.
Oh,
this
really?
Is the thing. So he basically used his key to get in
nice.
But like never told anyone that he was going there so and just knew the alarm code. And so basically the manager, whose name is Ksenia Rudenko, he confirmed the
Beautiful
incident
pronunciation.
But said that he decided not to dismiss the dad from the job, saying his actions were motivated by wanting to mark his son's birthday.
That's lovely.
Which is like really, really sound.
That's nice.
But the incident highlighted a gap in the park security after closing hours, which management said
to watch that.
Management did say they will be addressed.
Yeah, so like we'll leave them off this time, but it won't be happening again.
And the park also came out to reinstate that the opening times are 9 a.m.
oh
to 10 p.m.
Yeah,
which I was a big fan of. But it got me thinking of where the hell I would like to break into to have a birthday. Not steal anything, just enjoy whatever's on offer there.
Yeah.
And just have fun.
And have it to yourself.
Have it to myself.
Nice.
I don't want to bring my 11-year-old son.
Sorry, you know can we just check first? Was he able to turn the water on the slides and all? Because the poor little lad
I would say he was able to
be dragged out.
Yeah.
Water's like no water.
I'd say the dad would know how to turn it on.
You know, like the plastic burn you get.
Yeah.
Oh, awful. So yeah, here's some places I want to break into. Jumpstone Santry for the bouncy castle.
Oh yeah.
And then we go over. This is like my kind of like a dream kind of stag or something. Then we go over to the giant ball pit and trampolines.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
You still in Jumpstone?
No, just anywhere that has that.
Yeah.
The giant ball pit.
Then we go to IKEA for a game. Again, I'm on my own, but it's a game of hide and seek. You know, you can be hiding in places or whatever.
Yeah, we've said it so many times. Can IKEA just invite us for a sleepover and we'll do a live show?
Oh, how cool would that be?
So good.
I want to break into Kylemore Karting.
Just
that'll be a lot of fun. Going around the thing completely on my own. I just think it'll be a great crack. Dublin Airport, but no one's there, and I don't really care about being inside. I want to be outside on the runway. I want to do a drag race. I want to see how fast my car can go on the runway.
I actually think we've all fantasized so much about just having a run on the runway. Would they just let us have a go?
Just let us have a quick.
Just one day when the planes are off.
Yeah.
I want to break into RTE as if I pretend I'm just reading the 6-1 news.
Very good.
I think that'll be interesting. Hi, it's David McCullough here. I want to break into Lane 7 so I can really figure out what's going on behind the scenes of a bowling alley and really where are those pins going.
Just walk straight down.
See that too.
That's so powerful when the guy working there goes down to the very end of the bowling lane and you're like, where does it go?
Yeah.
Where does it
crazy.
Lead?
And then lastly, to wrap up the night of breaking in places, if I haven't been arrested, I would like to break into Kyo's for a quiet pint and a seat
on your own.
You can never get a bloody seat in there. A seat by the bar.
You're normally hanging around up the other side of South
or outside. Yeah, exactly.
I love this.
I would love to be, and I know there's been music videos like Billie Eilish and even C-Matt recently did videos in shopping centres, but I just like the idea of having like Dundrum to myself for the night.
I'd love to drive inside a shopping centre. When they get like, you know, when you go to a shopping centre, it's like, win this car, and you're like, how do you get the car inside?
Yeah.
Someone has to drive that inside.
So true.
So cool.
So true. Here's Benson Boone. This is Mystical Magical. You're listening to Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
We want to send Cuiva to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, currently prepping for a party tomorrow night for her birthday. What age do you turn this weekend, Cuiva?
21.
Big birthday!
Having a big party?
I'm just having a few friends over tomorrow night.
Cuiva, let's see if we can get you on a holiday to Fuerteventura for your birthday weekend. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Do you know how many songs are going to play?
5.
Amazing. Cuiva, you know the sus. I'm going to go through the T's and C's really, really quick because you know it, but I just have to do it anyway. Okay, here we go. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, you shout the word swap when you get it correct. We'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself. Get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Cuiva.
Wow!
Yeah.
Right, Cuiva, 25 seconds on the clock. Where are you from?
Templeogue.
Cuiva from Templeogue. The best of luck. We hope you win this holiday. Cuiva. 25 seconds on the clock. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We got a player.
The quickest anyone has ever gotten.
Unbelievable.
That in.
I feel like everything that's happening right now is in 1.5 speed on WhatsApp.
Oh my god, Cuiva.
1.2 seconds.
Yes, and you have 23.8 seconds left for 4 songs. Unbelievable player.
Very, very good, Cuiva. Let's go for song 2 with your swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No other name for you, even though they call you by another. You
always
my G.
Yeah, he just said it.
Ever since the first day you were here.
My G.
Stop the clock. Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of your time, but we got there. Ed Sheeran, H, that's called My G.
I didn't know that one.
No, but it's okay, but you slayed it. You've still got 15 seconds left for 3 songs and your swap remaining.
We have a fantastic player. All right, let's go for song 3. We'll be more than halfway through. You still have your swap remaining if you want to use it. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else.
You just said it.
The whole thing.
The whole sentence.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else.
Yeah.
I hope you
The lad who flipped.
Swap it. Let's swap it out.
Oh, I know who that was.
Oh, my God, girl. You have a sweating in here, Cuiva.
Sweating.
We were just talking about him, but not to worry. It's Benson Boone, and the song is...
Oh, I knew it was him.
Song was Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else, not to worry. It's gone now. Forget about it.
Yeah. And we have reset the clock back to those 15 seconds.
Come on.
A new song 3 playing for you now in a second.
You basically have 15 and a half seconds, which is so much time. You've basically 5 seconds per song. This can be done, Cuiva. You are doing incredibly well. Let's go for a brand new song 3 playing 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I wanna let my head down. Yeah. While I'm staring down your face. Wanna go
Oh, I have no clue.
Oh, no. It's the Formula...
Jazzy?
No, it's the Formula One official song. The movie.
No.
Two.
Oh, damn it.
I was like, no, I just thought you might be a big fan of this one, but look, not sorry. Tate McRae, the song is Just Keep Watching.
Yeah.
I knew, I was thinking of Mystical Magic for the last song. I knew it was Benson Boone, but
Very good. Listen, Quiva, it wasn't to be, but Quiva, you are, we honestly have never been more confident in a player, so please try and get back on and play, take this away off us in the next couple of weeks.
Quiva, would you like us to sing Happy Birthday to you?
Oh, God, no.
No. Great answer.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, love.
Happy birthday. Thanks anyway.
Have a great birthday,
Quiva. Thank you.
Good Happy birthday, Quiva.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine she said yes.
Imagine. Happy birthday to you. Here's Crystal. This is the days it's been.
Check yourself.
It's time for
Fiona's
final thoughts.
Let's go on.
It's just fun to say Fiona's final thought.
It's good. This is what I say to myself at night before I go to bed and I have my final thought of the evening.
And but just speak to Dwayne about your final thoughts, your partner.
And then I close my eyes and I say, oh, another day done. But anyway, this is my daytime final thoughts, just when I get to say whatever I want on the show.
This is your pre-nap final thought.
It's my pre-nap final thought. Okay, so I'm going to temporarily burst our bubble to blow it back up again.
Okay.
So you know how everyone says Irish crowds are the best crowds in the world, musicians and stuff, and we love believing it and all, and we're like, we're deadly.
Yeah,
like,
but they all say it though.
We're like, let's get an ole ole going here.
I hate ole ole.
I know. Electric Picnic on Friday. We're all thinking we're the best crowd in the world for Chapel Rowan. Lo and behold, it's been nearly a week. She hasn't posted about us.
She doesn't care.
And she posts about every gig she does. So the self-esteem is in the bin.
No,
I'm like,
it's really sad
why?
When they don't post about the gig that you were at.
Yeah, like, what did you not have a good time? Was there something I could have sung more? Should I have gotten up on someone's shoulders? What could I have done differently for you, Chapel? But now is where the bubble re-blows itself, re-inflates. Because Oasis, which I have speculated that they enjoyed their Dublin gigs the most because they've posted about them a
so
lot.
Much. They
I feel
keep,
like
keep posting about Dublin, yeah.
Me and my sister keep sending them back and forth being like, they love Dublin the best. Mm-hmm. They've only just gone and released Wonderwall live from Dublin, 16th of August.
Wow.
Now, that's the night I wasn't there.
Oh, no.
But it's probably because the night that I was there was too good.
Yeah.
I
don't mean to too loud.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't mean to upset you, but they seem to release live tracks from every gig.
Yeah, but Wonderwall would be their big one.
Okay, so we
do
get
know
the treat
what I mean?
Wonderwall.
So it's like,
bubble
wait
back
for
up
the
again.
Biggest,
ooh,
biggest from Dublin.
You can't just try and pop her bubble just because she's popped bubble.
I know, that's not how it works, doesn't it?
Yeah. There'll be no more popping here on the show. Anyway, Wonderwall, live from Dublin, stream it now. Or maybe you'll hear it on the radio.
When? Tomorrow's Fiona's one more tune.
No, he won't let me swap it.
Oh, no.
Really? Will he not?
He's a baddie.
Callum won't let you swap. No.
Maybe next week, guys.
Okay. Or, yeah, like when it's totally irrelevant.
Exactly. When no one cares.
It's so long gone. Here's Tate McRae. She's All I Want to Be at Spin. I want to go. Spin.